Two Randolph area families have created endowments in excess of $2 million to help local high school graduates go on to college. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
According to school officials, two local families, independent of each other, approached them about 10 months ago with the idea of creating separate endowments. Both families wish to remain anonymous, and while school officials aren't divulging the size of each endowment, the two together total more than $2.3 million. Orange Southwest Superintendent Brent Kay says each endowment is different, but both represent a commitment by the families to help students with the cost of a college education. Kay says one of the endowments provides financial assistance for 1 year of college. The other, larger endowment, is designed to defray college expenses for up to 4 years.
They're substantial scholarships. They could range from a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars.
While the awards are based on need, they'll also be determined by a student's involvement in the community. The scholarships from the endowments are designed to help students attend a Vermont State College or the University of Vermont. But Kay says there are exceptions for those who want to enroll in programs not offered by those schools. He says scholarships from both endowments will be available to Randolph Union High School graduates beginning in the next school year.
I actually believe it's a game changer for a lot of kids because I've watched since the Great Recession an increasing number of kids who simply say, I cannot do this, and parents who are increasingly having difficulties justifying the costs of $50,000 and $60,000 a year to go to school.
Smaller, locally based scholarships for high school graduates are not unusual, and even endowments the size of those for Randolph High School students are not unheard of. For example, there's a total of $8 million in endowments from several sources that helps fund scholarships for graduates of Spalding High School in Barrie. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.